Today, it's live coverage of the Class B State Tournament featuring the defending state champion, Grand Island Northwest Vikings. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Keezer with the safe serve from deep off the back line across to Richter's overpassed into the net. It is flicked over. Free ball here for Northwest. Clocky sets Sorehand, unloads down and good, and Northwest remains undefeated.
After finishing as state runner-ups five consecutive years, Northwest broke through last season and has the state's longest winning streak, entering the tournament with 64. The run to 67 continues today. It's the Northwest Vikings State Tournament action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Great Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. It's time for Class B State Volleyball Tournament action. As your defending state champion, top-ranked and undefeated Northwest Lady Vikings take on the Titans of Norris. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, the first semifinal in Class B, Northwest and Norris, and then Omaha Scutt will take on Elkhorn Sound. Northwest was a straight set winner yesterday over Beatrice, had the first game in the morning, and have had some time to work out and get ready for tonight's semifinal game. Their 65th straight win last night. For Norris, they had an amazing comeback after trailing to Waverly yesterday, 9-1 in the fifth set. They're able to come back and win that set 15-12 and make it here to tonight's state championship. Norris is a program that was very strong in the early 80s and then again in the early 90s, but this is only their fourth trip to state since 1995, and they have only won in the semifinals one time in 02. They made it to the finals, but have not won a match until yesterday since 2002 when they beat Northwest and Gary. They have made it to the state finals four times in 72, 91, and 2002. For Grand Island Northwest, they are looking for their seventh consecutive trip, of course, to the finals after being the five-time runner-up. Last year, they broke down the door and finally slid by Gretna 16-14 in the fifth set for the win. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's match right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Norris Lady Titans, their service rotation will begin with number 4, 5'10" junior outside hitter, Kylie Holland. She is second leading hitter on the team with 316 kills behind her senior sister. Number 10 is 6'2" senior middle blocker, Andrea Jamison. She'll be followed by number 2, 5'6" senior center, and Marissa Mosman. Number 14, 6'1" senior middle, Casey Holland, 370 kills coming in to the state tournament. Then we go to number 8, a 5'9 senior outside hitter, Mackenzie Allen, and number 7, a 5'9 junior right side hitter, Peyton Rule. The libero is number 17, 5'10 junior, Madeline Bruder. The head coach of the Norris Titans is Christina Bosinger, assisted by Tobian Waters, Ashley Glessman, and Gina Chambers. Norris is ranked 5th in the state. They're now 28-8. To get to state, they defeated Beatrice and Lincoln Pius X in the districts, and then Hastings in the sub-state game. Yesterday, Norris the 5-set victory over Waverly. Now for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, number 3 is a 5'3" senior center, Mackenzie Burnham. Number 1, 5'6" senior outside hitter, Aaron Sorhan. Number 17, 5'11" senior middle hitter, Alyssa Martin. Number 4, 6-foot senior right side hitter, Katie Plocky. Number 25, 5'10" senior outside hitter, Mackenzie Brown. And number 26, 5'9" senior middle, Kennedy Keezer. The libero for Grand Island Northwest is number 30, 5'9" senior, Angie Carlini. The head coach of the Northwest Vikings is Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, Lindsay Harders, Lindy Davenport, and Kelly Rail. Northwest is now a perfect 37-0. They defeated York and Aurora in the districts, Gehring in the sub-state, and yesterday were able to sweep out Beatrice 25-17, 22, and 21. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show from the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island right after this timeout.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
The state high school football playoffs are also going on tonight with the Class A and B semifinals. Three of those four games kick off at 7 o'clock, but Omaha Scut is up 10-0 against McCook in the second quarter. Also in B, York is at Gretna, and in Class A, Omaha West Side is at the number 1 seed, Millard West, and Omaha North is here in Grand Island to take on the Islanders. And that should be a jam-packed house down the road at Memorial Stadium. Should be a great, great night of football. The six-man championship is going on at Foster Field in Kearney between Silver Lake and Hyannis tonight as well. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It's Grand Island Northwest and Norris in the 2013 Class B State Volleyball Semifinals, and the opening serve comes your way next.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Stock up on your Thanksgiving baking ingredients now at Super Saver. Start with Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds for $1.48. Best Choice Flour in the 5-pound size is only 98 cents. A dozen large eggs for $1.18. Nestle Toll House Morsels, $1.85 for 12 ounces. Wesson Oil, the 48-ounce bottle for $2.58. And round it all up with Carnation Evaporated Milk, 12-ounce cans for 98 cents. Stock up now and save with Super Saver. We sell for less. Find more savings at super-saver.com.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center, where we're ready to play some volleyball. Norris will be in their blue, dark blue uniforms with the white trim. Grand Island Northwest, they've got their gold jerseys with the black trim. Northwest, during this run of making the state finals from 2007, beat Omaha Scutt. The next year, they downed Aurora. The next year, it was Seward. Elkhorn in 2010, Scutt again in 2011, and last year, Waverly. Now, they had to go 5 sets against Omaha Scutt in 2011, took 4 sets against Elkhorn in 2010, and against Seward in 2009. Omaha Scutt also took them 4 sets in 2007, so they've never had to go outside of the 5 sets, but one time 2 years ago, plenty of 4s and just a couple of 3 sets. So they have been pushed in the state semifinals. And again, the winner will play either Omaha Scutt, the 4 seed, or the 8 seed, Elkhorn South, in tomorrow night's 6:30 championship game. Northwest will move from left to right as you view it along your radio. Right to left. And we're about ready for semifinal volleyball action. Carlini is going to come in and start as a libero. Norris and Madeline Bruder and their libero. She's waiting to check in as well. As we get a late start here to our match by just a few minutes. But we're ready to roll. And Norris won the toss. And so Kylie Holen will serve it away to get our match going. And the first serve by Holen, picked up there by Mackenzie Brown. Set blocking to the outside. Sorhan is deep on the first swing of the night. And Norris will capture the first point. Northwest, everybody thought it was tipped, but they're not going to get the call. And it's 1-0 Norris. Holen to serve it away again. Kylie, 6'5", 10 of her. Looks about 6 foot out there. Probably grew a little bit in the season here. Swing is across back to the middle, and Norris is going to get the kill with Andrea Jameson, and it's quickly 2-0. Norris on top. Third serve now coming up for Kylie Holen. Holen across to Brown. Here's the set blocky again. Sorhan on the outside, and that one is deep and out of bounds. 3-0. So both times Sorhan tried to go to the near corner. She's coming from the left side of the antenna. And twice she has missed on that. So a couple of errors and one kill, and it's 3-0 Norris. Holen across at Sorhan. Plocky this time is going to set to the middle and give Martin a try. Soft tap across, overpassed, and tipped down by Sorhan. First kill for Northwest in their first point of the semifinal. 3-1. And it'll be back to serve it, Mackenzie Burnham. Burnham floats it deep middle to Bruder, the libero. Set on the outside, the attack drove it into the net. Point for Grand Island Northwest. 3-2, Casey Holen misses on her first swing of the ball game. And Burnham to serve it away. Burnham serve. Cuts it across Bruder again. Here's the short set, right side attack is gonna be across by Jameson, overpass. The attack is gonna be down and good, Casey Holen. So the first swing set up the point and the kill for Holen. Earlier today, plenty of volleyball action. Millard West beat Papillion, La Vista, Omaha Marion over Lincoln Southeast in A and C1. Kearney Catholic beat Ogallala, and Minden knocked off Columbus Scotus. Jordan Klaus serves for Norris. Back set, Sorhan right side. Big swing. Kylie Holen with the dig. Set to the outside. The Titans drive it across with Allen. Northwest will go to Plocky. Katie off the back line. Boy, Northwest, you can combine their three errors and you have less than a foot off that back line. Klaus to serve, so Northwest keep plugging away. Probably won't bother Coach Rose too much. They're continuing to stay aggressive. Burnham sets. The attack is driven across by Martin, and it's down and good. Also at the state tournament today in C2, St. Cecilia beat Palmyra, Freeman over Guardian Angels, Giltner beat Sterling in five, and Stewart beat Bertrand in five sets, 17-15. Aaron Sorhan, jump serve is deep and out of bounds. Point Norris. Opening moments of the first set of our Class B semifinal, Norris 6 and Northwest 3. And to serve it away, Marissa Mosman. Taken by Carlini, set to Plocky. It's a little deep, and she had to go off her back foot. The attack sails long. So a little sluggish start here for Grand Island Northwest. And it is 7-2. And the serve is going to be wide, it looks like, and out of bounds. Not a lot of emotion in the building either. I think a lot of people are just getting off work, trying to get here, watch the match, or over at the football game. As Carlini gets ready to serve it away. 7-4 Norris. And Carlini's serve. Handled the back middle there by Holland. Set outside. The attack driven across by the Titans. Carlini with the dig. Back set. Plocky. Termination. Katie Plocky with her first kill. Point Northwest. Carlini to serve it away again. 7-5 Titans. Best of five here in our state high school tournament. And Carlini cuts it across to Bruder, and the attack is in the net for an attack error. Norris trying to make quick work of points, and they are one way or the other. Haven't really had a rally yet. And it's 7-6 Titans. Carlini a chance to tie it up here early on. Floats it into the net, though. And the service error will give it over to Norris. 8-6 Titans, and Casey Holland will go back and serve it away. 6-1 senior, 370 kills coming into the state tournament. And gets ready to serve it away. Takes about four hops, drives it over to Sorhan, pass over to Plocky off of the floor, and Brown, with really her first touch, rolls it across. Norris gets a quick set in the middle, and the attack is down and good for Allen. Third kill for Norris, as they brought three hitters to the net, and Northwest couldn't secure exactly which one was going to take the swing. Holen at 9-6. Fires it across to Brown. Here's the set by Burnham. Back to Brown off the left wing. Taken by Holland to the back. Taken to Mosman. On the attack, one arm up Carlini. And a nice switch there by Kieser to get it across. Norris on the outside. Driven over by Allen. Still picked up Northwest. Plocky right side. Her attack's picked up by the setter Mosman. And a standing spike across by Allen. Northwest in control. Kieser, middle attack. Goes corner Bruder with the dig. Here's your long rally. Right side, the lefty brings it up, and it's blocked by Brown. Peyton Rule, the lefty, is stuffed up there by Mackenzie Brown. Point, Grand Island Northwest. And in for Northwest will be Schleicher. And Plocky will go back and serve it away. Katie floats it down the middle to Bruder. Here's the short set. Miscommunication had to be tapped over. Quick return by Brown. Norris scrambles for it. They will get it back over at Plocky. Schleicher's going to set it. Brown on the outside. It's tight to the net, so she had to tip it across. And Norris with a bump set is going to standing spike it across to Sorhan in the back row. Plocky sets Brown. Here's a good look, but she's blocked. And an ace block up front by Kylie Holland. Point Norris, 10-7. Norris has led the whole way. They serve first. They got three straight. And Jamison comes back into the front row here for the Titans. Serve Jamison down the line at Brown. Northwest sets wide to Schleicher. Schleicher off the tape gets the kill. Aaron Schleicher makes it 10-8 Norris. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Brown. Northwest 64 consecutive wins, and last night made it number 65. Set outside, Jamison on the attack, over the double block, great take out of the back row by Brown, set outside, Sorhan, deep again, and point Norris. 11-8, Titans. Back to serve it away is Peyton Rule. See what kind of movement the lefty can put on the volleyball. Rule a couple of bounces and a mini jump serve. Line drive at Carlini. Plocky sets Sorhan off the double block. It's up there by Holen. Short set middle. The attack driven across by Jamison. Handled and passed across there by Schleicher, but deep and out of bounds. So Norris now up by a score of 12-8 on the passing error by the Vikings. Rule to serve. Peyton's left-hander again. Carlini has it. Plocky calmly sets Sorhan in the middle. She'll roll it off the single block and get the kill. Second kill for Aaron. And side out Northwest. Kennedy Kieser to serve it away. Kieser goes to the far left-hand corner of the service area. Half step, fires back corner, beautiful serve. Picked up there by Kylie Holen. Trouble passing it across. Free ball here for Northwest. Plocky will set in the outside. Sorhan blocked. Dugout Vikings stepped across Plocky. One-time return. Martin tips it over. Norris still has it, though. Outside the attack. Block. And it'll belong to Norris. Getting the kill is Kylie Holen. And back to serve it away will be Holen at 13-9. Kylie, mini jump serve at Brown. Plocky sets middle. Sorhan tips it over the double block. And Norris gets a couple of hands on it. Sends it back over with a nice pass. Plocky goes right side. Schleicher on the angle attack. And Aaron drives it into the back corner. Great hustle. Norris passes it back but out of bounds. Boy, Kylie Holen just about hurt herself. As soon as she picked it up, she ran off the back of the court. That's how far that attack went here on the Heartland Event Center. A lot of room, but not enough room on that play. And the serve, Burnham. Northwest still trails, 13-10. Quick middle, tapped across Holen. Burnham's there for the dig outside Sorhan around the double block. Doris picks up another ball, and the attack down and good. Jamison. Norris is doing a great job defensively of keeping the ball in play. Some great digs out of the back row. And Jordan Kloss will come in to serve it away. Kloss across to Carlini. Can't handle it. A serve. 15-10. And Coach Diane Rose says, let's take a timeout. Timeout here in the opening set of the Class B semifinals. Norris 15, Northwest 10. We'll be right back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Out of the Grand Island Northwest timeout, Jordan Klaus will serve it across after picking up that ace serve and the return by Plocky. Norris goes outside, tipped across by Allen. Somebody's in the net, and it's Grand Island Northwest. Norris 16, Grand Island Northwest 10. At the beginning, you just kind of thought, well, Northwest a little sluggish, they'll get it together. Right now, though, they're in some trouble. Klaus serves it across. Here's the set, Burnham. Right side, Sorhan. Angle attack picked up there by the libero. Quick set middle. Holen dug out by Northwest. Here's Plocky. She'll roll it across. Dig is made off the floor that time by Klaus. In the middle, there's another one by Holen. Trouble Northwest. They just swat it across. Norris here. No, they're going to call a lift on Grand Island Northwest. Side out Norris. 17-10. And Jordan Kloss serves it away again. Picked up there by Sorhan. Set Martin in the middle. She'll take it off the block. Somehow passed over on the overpass. One more try here for Plocky. Tight to the net. She has to tip it over. Set middle for Norris. The attack is down and good by Mackenzie Allen. Northwest is way out of sync right now. They're not getting very many swings, and when they don't get the swings, they're not getting the power that puts away the points. And it's 18-10 Norris. Klaus drives it across to Sorhan. Burnham back to Aaron, and her attack off the tip is good that time. Third kill for Aaron Sorhan, and she'll go back and serve it away. But Northwest has got a lot of work to do if they want to capture this opening set. They're down 18-11. Sorhan jump serve. Strong down the middle, picked up by Holland. Quick set to Casey Holland in the net on Northwest. Point Norris. 19-11 Titans. And rotating back to serve it away will be Marissa Mosman. Mosman, 48 serves. Norris serves strong, according to those statistics, all year long. Brown off the back foot from the 10-foot line. Sails the back row, and it's tipped back over by Kylie Holland. Set outside to Brown. She tries to dump it over and does. Mackenzie Brown, good pass across to get the point. And that'll be her first kill. And usually when Brown gets the first one, there's like three or four right after that one. Let's see if they can do it. But Carlini mishits the serve into the net. Her second service error here in the opening game. And it'll be Casey Holland to serve it away. Grand Island Northwest has not lost a set since Lakeview. And before that, all the way out when they went to Scott's Bluff and lost one to Ogallala, who was in the B semifinal. So this would be a rarity. Brown dumps it near side on the roll, picked up there by Casey Holland, and pushed across by the libero Bruder. Quick return by Plocky. Return out of bounds by Rule at a point for Northwest. 20-13. And Schleicher is into the front row for the Vikings. And Plocky to serve it away. 20-13 Norris opening game. Plocky tied up Holland on the serve. They're able to pop it up and set it across right at Plocky. Schleicher bump set Brown. Brown off the back foot. It's into the net. 21-13 Norris. And I think Northwest has to resign itself to the fact that they're going to drop the opening set, see if they can get going here so they can get a little life in them for game two. Mackenzie Allen with the serve. Down the line to Brown. Here's the set. Mackenzie in the middle. Big swing. It's down and good. Brown finally able to let that arm fly for the first time in a match, and now she'll go back and serve it away. 21-14 Norris. And Brown picked up there by Rule into the back row. Driven into the net by Holland. Point Northwest. 21-15. Brown takes her time, very patient. And the serve. Sends this one right at Casey Holland, back middle. Tip it to the left side, Rule. Brown got up there to dig it, tight to the net. Kieser sent it over. And an attack from the outside by Norris is going to end up being a tip. Good dig by Plocky. Middle attack, Sorhan. Run down by Holland. Quick set middle. Driven across by Rule, or by the other Holland, excuse me. And it's going to be taken back over one more time. Swatted over by Jamison. Northwest keeps the ball alive. Sorhan, she'll drive it through the block for the kill. Fourth kill for Aaron Sorhan. Three in a row here for Northwest. 21-16. Still some work to do. They've got to get a couple of more here. Brown. Again, backpedaling Casey Holland. Set. Double hit on the set. 21-17. And Norris is going to call the timeout. They know the Northwest Vikings can put a run together at any time. They don't want to blow this big lead here in game number one. It is Norris 21, Grand Island Northwest 17. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here from the Heartland Event Center. As Northwest trying to make a mini comeback here in game number one. 21-17 Norris, service across to Holland. Middle attack taken across by Jamison. Another good dig outside the tip. Soran put it into her own tape. Point Norris, Titans 22-17 over the Vikings. And rotating back to serve will be the left-hander Peyton Rule. She's got 77 ace serves to lead the team. Not that one, it's into the net. 22-18, Northwest, Kennedy Keyser, who finished off last year's state championship, the final point. We'll go back to serve it away. Keyser lofts it into the back middle by Allen. Outside, here's Holland, and down goes that volleyball for Kylie Holland. It's 23-18, and just to kind of tell you how the game's gone, that's only the seventh kill for Norris. One ace block, one ace serve. And the serve at 23-18 by Kylie Holland. Stays in the back row. Soran still unloads on it. Picked up by Bruder. In the back, Norris has to punch it over with Allen. Northwest with a chance here. Soran again off the tip. Again, Doug Norris. Short set Mosman. The middle attack. Net violation. Norris. Point Northwest. Each team does have one timeout remaining. And back to serve it away is Mackenzie Burnham. This is the number one serving rotation for Northwest. And Burnham fires it across to Bruder. Pass Mosman. She'll dump it across. Soran got a hand on it. Trouble for Northwest. They'll set it across with Brown. Norris goes quick again. Right side slide. Down and good for Jamison. And it is game point for the Titans. 24-19. And in to serve the volleyball away will be Jordan Klaus. She's got 5 points already, including an ace. And Klaus with the serve. Clip the tape, comes across, picked up by Soran. Burnham sets it back to Aaron, a little wide right, so she didn't get much on it. Norris sets on the slide right side. Blocked up front by Holina on the attack. Another chance, Allen, blocked again by Martin. Overpass Norris, free ball Plocky, and she'll drive it home, but they call Plocky into the net. And that is the end of game one as Norris will take it 25-19. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. The numbers from the opening set, not impressive for either team. For Northwest, Aaron Soran, 4 kills. Mackenzie Burnham, 1 service point. Katie Plocky, 1 kill. Alyssa Martin, 1 kill. Aaron Schleicher, 1 kill. Mackenzie Brown, 3 service points, an ace block and 2 kills. And Angie Carlini, 2 service points. Northwest had 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. For Norris, Kylie Holland, 3 service points, an ace block, 2 kills. Jordan Klaus had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Peyton Rule had a service point. Mackenzie Allen, 2 kills. Andrea Jamison, 3 kills. And Casey Holland, 1 service point, 1 kill. Norris, 8 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve. And they still won the set 25-19. So Northwest just got to shore some things up here as Norris is up 1 game to none. And we'll be back with game 2 after this on Classic Hits.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle. So we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you. Like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
In Class D1, O'Neill St. Mary's has taken the first set from Friend by a score of 25-19. And here, of course, Norris taking the first set, 25-19, from Grand Island Northwest. Also in football action, it is Omaha Scott leading McCook 10-0. They are in the second quarter. Grand Island just about ready to kick things off with Omaha North over at Memorial Field of the state semifinals. Northwest will serve it away here in game two with Mackenzie Burnham after losing the first set. And here we go. Norris sets middle. It's dumped across and giving the point to Casey Holand. And Norris picks up where they left off with the first point of the second set. And right back in, Jordan Klaus to serve it away. It was very solid from the service line in the opening set. Klaus cuts that one across, picked up by Sorhan. Burnham sets middle. Martin tips it across. Up there by the center, Mosman. Back set to the outside. Allen on the attack, picked up by Brown. Set to Plocky, and she'll get the kill. Katie Plocky with her second kill. Side out, Grand Island Northwest. And Aaron Sorhan back to serve it away. And Sorhan's jump serve clipped the net, but it popped across. Norris handles to the outside. Allen, big swing off the chest of Carlini. It pops up in the air, and it gets across. Norris now tips it with Holand. So Northwest got a shot here. Right side block. He got the kill. So maybe a fortuitous bounce there for the Vikings, but nonetheless, they get the point, 2-1. And Aaron Sorhan, who can be very dangerous from that service line, gets after it. And the serve clipped the net and goes to the outside for Allen. Partially blocked Plocky. Then it's overpass. Free ball Holand, and she's going to get the point. Casey Holand with her third kill. Side out Norris. Again, Northwest has been to the state semifinals every year since 2006. The last time that Northwest lost the opening game of a semifinal match was 2006 when they lost to Pius. Straight sets. That was 25-23, 26-24, 27-25 that night. And Norris serves it deep and out of bounds. Back over to Grand Island Northwest. Makes it 3-2. And Carlini serves it across. Norris goes on the angle. Allen, and she finds the corner. Mackenzie Allen with her third kill. 3-3, game two. After Northwest dropped the opening set by a score of 25-19. Casey Holand with the serve. Holand floats it a little deep. Sorhan makes the play, gets it to Burnham. Here's Mackenzie Brown. They need to get her going, but she's blocked. Ace block. And give it to Kylie Holand. That's her second ace. Norris up 4-3. And Holand back to serve it away. Casey fires that one down the middle to Sorhan. Set to the backside. Plocky on the attack. Dig is made by Mosman. To the outside, Allen rolls it over the double block. Carlini with a great diving dig to the outside. Brown, her angle attack picked up by Bruder. Set to the outside, Allen over the double block, and it is good off the tip. Fourth kill for Mackenzie Allen. Three in a row for Norris. 5-3. And maybe that comeback yesterday against Waverly was not a fluke. Casey Holand looking for three in a row. Norris last winning a state championship in 2002. Outside Brown, she's blocked, and then it hits the antenna out of bounds. It will be Northwest ball as Mackenzie Brown gets her third kill. Side out Northwest, and Schleicher back in. That means Plocky back to serve it away. And Plocky serve down the right side. Picked up by Allen. They'll get it to Rule. Rule will set it across to Carlini. Northwest goes Brown. Tips it over the double block. Mosman lays out to pick that up. into the middle. It's blocked. Back over to Kieser. Dug out by Sorhan. And right side attack Schleicher. And Aaron will get her second kill. Tied at five here in game two. Katie Plocky to serve. Plocky knuckles that one across. Bruder spins it at the 10-foot line. Mosman, a bump set. Big swing out there from Kylie Holland. Northwest will try and pass it back across. Carlini ran it down, knocked across Kieser. Set middle, the attack by Allen, and in the net on Northwest. We saw Columbus Scotus called for a number of net violations in their match against Minden, and Northwest has been whistled a few times here as well. Back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Allen. 6-5 Norris, game two. Norris won the opener, 25-19. Here's Schleicher, comes near side off the tip of Rule. Now it's set to the outside for Holand. Kylie, near side attack, picked up Northwest. Brown on the swing, it's out of bounds. 7-5 Norris. And it is Allen to serve again, picking up her first point from the service line. Allen short, got the ace. That's the exact way you serve the short one. Mackenzie Allen with the ace serve, and it's 8-5 Titans. And that definitely is quieting the Northwest fans behind us here at the Heartland Events Center. Serve over to Carlini. Back set, Brown. Brown's attack might have been deep, but it's played by the senior, Casey Holand, and Brown's going to get the kill. Her fourth, side out, Northwest. Brown now to serve it away. 8-6 the score in favor of Norris. And Brown serve. Crossed it to Holand. Casey passes it to Mosman. Outside Kylie. Driven into the corner. Carlini with the dig. Outside attack Sorhan. Off the back line and deep. It's been a rough day for the Northwest hitters. 9-6 Norris. And Rule to serve it away. Peyton's left-handed mini jump serve over to Carlini. Plocky sets. Close to the net. It's too close, and Sorhan's able to pass it across. Norris quick set in the middle, and it's driven home by Jameson. Her fourth kill. 10-6 and a timeout. Grand Island Northwest. It's more than sluggish now. Northwest has got to find a way to turn some things around. Norris wins the opening game, 25-19, and they lead the Vikings 10-6 here in game two. You're listening to the Class B State Volleyball Semifinals on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Well, we said there's eight losses for Norris this year. They played Waverly five times, including yesterday at the state tournament. They were 2-3 against Waverly, so that's three of their losses. They also lost to Beatrice, to Gretna, Scott twice, and Lincoln Pius X. But they're taking it to Grand Island Northwest right here. Out of the timeout, Kieser on the attack. It's blocked. Nice dig out by Schleicher to get the ball back over to the Titans. Here is the attack on the left side by Holand, and it is going to be out of bounds. Point Northwest. Side out Vikings. Kennedy Kieser to serve, trailing Norris 10-7 in the second set, and Norris won the opening game. And the serve over to Bruder. Every pass has been pretty good here for Norris. Mosman gets it up front. The tip is blocked out of bounds. And Kylie Holand will get her third kill. Back over to Norris. Grand Island Northwest just has not had much of a run. They had one run tonight when Mackenzie Brown was back there, down 21-13 in the opening set. Serve is over to Brown. Plocky sets Martin. Martin lofts it into the back corner. Mosman takes it across on the tip. Dug out by Brown. Sorhan off the attack. One arm return by Holand. Free ball. Schleicher returns, but it is just wide. 12-7 Norris. Kylie Holland doing the serving. Holland on the left-hand corner, fires it across, a serve. 13-7, Norris. Maybe it's going to be that kind of a day. We saw Columbus SCOTUS struggle today. Minden played well, but SCOTUS struggled, and right now Norris is playing well, but Northwest is struggling. Sorhan finally puts one down. Fifth kill for Aaron, her first here of game number two. Side out, Vikings down 13-8, and Mackenzie Burnham to serve it up. Burnham takes some time and serves it across to Bruder. Here's the short set, and oh my, is that hammered by Casey Holland. Casey Holland, they put a dent in the floor with that one, and it is 14-8. And in to serve it away, Jordan Klaus. My, did she pound that volleyball down. And the serve. Caught the net, and it falls over for an ace. Everything bouncing the way of the Titans right now. That's the second ace serve for Jordan Klaus. Klaus serves again. That one didn't get over the net. And the error negates the ace. Back to serve it away is going to be Aaron Sorhan. Sorhan with the serve, jump serve. A little something off of that one. Handled in the middle and tipped across there by Allen. Nice dig by Burnham and rolled over by Brown. Here's the set, Mosman. To the right side, the slide is down and good by Casey Holland. Her fifth kill, 16-9. Titans with the lead. And back to serve it away will be Marissa Mosman, the senior center for this Norris Titan volleyball team. Don't forget a slew of high school volleyball tomorrow for you in the state finals as they've already started to come together. Here's Plocky attack. Nice dig in the back row by Holland to the middle. It's going to be Casey to take it across. Kylie had the dig. Plocky on the attack. Plocky with the kill. Fourth kill for Katie Plocky. Three of them are here in this set. Norris making Northwest earn every single point. Carlini to serve it across. Tight to the net, set to the outside. Allen drives it over. Dig made there by Sorhan. They send it back to Aaron, and it goes right into the net. 17-10. Titans with the lead. Well, the only other undefeated team in the state, Bertrand, went down earlier today. 17-15 in the fifth set. Just a horrible way to see your winning streak end. But congratulations to Stewart. They'll play Giltner in the final tomorrow. Norris now on the outside here, leading it 17-10, trying to hand the other undefeated team a loss, and a double hit called on Northwest. Northwest has won 65 consecutive matches, and Coach Diane Rose calls the timeout. Norris won the opener 25-19, and they are dominating game two 18-10. We'll be back with more of the state volleyball tournament after this timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Football going on tonight. State semifinals. And as we take a look at what's going on out there in volleyball, Friend 14-11 after they lost the opening set to O'Neill St. Mary's. Omaha West Side and Millard West. Millard West scores first for a 7-0 lead. Or excuse me, West Side. Yeah, Millard West scores two plays into this game. They're up 7-0. And back to action here. Northwest out of the timeout. Plocky block, tips it back over. Norris to the outside. Allen has to set it over to Brown. Brown set back to McKenzie. She's going to be blocked up front. And the ball back over on the Norris side. Titans go middle, tipped across there by Holland. Northwest somehow gets a couple of arms on it. Back across Norris, short set. Holland attack, down and good. Kylie Holland with her fourth kill, 19-10, Norris. And Casey Holland will go back and serve it away. Holland serve. Fires it across to Sorhan. Set to the outside. Again, it's a little wide. Brown had to reach all the way back. They're killing themselves with that. And the attack for Norris is blocked out of bounds. Mackenzie Allen with her fifth kill. Allen and Holland with five. That's Casey. Kylie Holland and Jameson with four. And it's 20-10. Another serve across here for Casey Holland. Northwest to Brown. Brown blocked, but out of bounds. Mackenzie Brown will get credit for the kill. That'll be her fifth. Sorhan has five. Plocky has four. Side out Vikings. And now there's going to be some discussion between the official and the down linesman whether the ball was blocked off the antenna or if the attack was out of bounds. And it will be Grand Island Northwest Volleyball giving the hometown Islander fans a chance to cheer. Plocky to serve it away. Floats that deep. Brudner picks it up. Good pass, Bozeman. Set middle. Here's Allen. Blocked up front there by Schleicher. Norris digs to the outside. The attack across by Allen again. Brown with the pass. Slide right side. Schleicher. Angle attack. Picked up by Holland. Casey high into the air. Run down by Rule and passed across. Free ball opportunity here. Brown tight to the net, though. Can only tip it across. Norris sits outside. They'll dump it over. Schleicher with a one-timer, and it is wide and out of bounds. 21-11. Norris with the lead. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Allen. We saw Northwest earlier this year in a match that they beat Aurora where the serving was not good at all. But the passing tonight, that is just killing Grand Island Northwest. Back to serve it away is Mackenzie Allen. Goes with the short serve. Keyser pops it up to Plocky. Middle attack by Brown. Dug out there by Allen to the outside. Holland and another. Kylie Holland kill her fifth. 22-11 Norris. And what excitement the next match would be if Norris could pull the upset. They're the sixth seed. This serve is out of bounds. Side out. But you've got a 4 and an 8, so the 1 and 2, if they neither one make the finals, man, does that open it up for the rest of these teams. Mackenzie Brown now to serve it away. Brown floats it right down the middle to Casey Holland. Short set into the middle. Keyser with the block. They dig it out off the swing from Jameson. Now they'll go outside. Holland blocked again, and there's a nice block. Keyser and Schleicher. And a point for Northwest. Something positive. Problem is they need a lot more of those. Mackenzie Brown to serve. Backing up Holland with the play. Mosman sets outside. Kylie Holland tipped it into her own net. Point, Grand Island Northwest, 22-14. Very similar to game one where Northwest was way down, made a little run with Brown at the service line, but not near enough. Big hole to crawl out of here. Serve across to Bruder. Right side attack by Jameson. Off the block. Sorhan on the attack. Blocked, and then it ricochets off of Sorhan. And Jameson up there with Rule to get the block. Point, Norris. 23-14, the Titans 2 points away from a 2-0 lead over the defending state champions. And Rule serve to Brown, close to the net. Plocky tried to play it out of the net, and no one can pass it over. It is game point, Norris. Peyton Rule on the serve for a 25-14 win, if she can do it right here. Rule serve to Carlini. Here's Plocky, set outside Sorhan. Her attack, the beautifully dug out ball in the back row by Casey Holland. Kylie on the attack, it's dug out Carlini. Here's Sorhan again off the block, and this time they'll get the kill. Sixth kill for Aaron Sorhan, side out, Northwest. But it's going to be up to Kennedy Keyser to serve until the end of this set. 24-15, Norris, and Northwest to serve. Keyser. Floats that deep, out of bounds, and that's the end of game number two. And Norris has come into Grand Island and dominated Northwest through the first two sets, 25-19 and 25-15. We'll be back with the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Stock up on your Thanksgiving baking ingredients now at Super Saver. Start with Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds for $1.48. Best Choice Flour in the 5-pound size is only 98 cents. A dozen large eggs for $1.18. Nestle Toll House Morsels, $1.85 for 12 ounces. Wesson Oil, the 48-ounce bottle for $2.58. And round it all up with Carnation Evaporated Milk, 12-ounce cans for 98 cents. Stock up now and save with Super Saver. We sell for less. Find more savings at super-saver.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Two sets are in the books, and they both went to Norris for Grand Island Northwest in game number two. I had Aaron Sorhan with a service point, two kills. Katie Blocky, a service point, and three kills. Aaron Schleicher had an ace block and a kill. Mackenzie Brown, two service points and three kills. Nine kills, one ace block, and still not an ace serve of the match for Northwest. For Norris, Kylie Holen, two service points. One was an ace block, and three kills. Jordan Kloss had an ace serve. Peyton Rule had a service point. Mackenzie Allen, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Andrea Jamison, an ace block and a kill. And Casey Holen, four service points and four kills in that set. 11 kills for Norris in game number two. They did have two ace blocks and picked up three ace serves. So Norris played better in game two, and they win it 25-15. They're up two games to none over Northwest, and we'll head to the third set right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Norris serves to start game three, and Northwest had an attack error, so we're underway on the second point. Norris up 1-0. They've scored the first point all three games. Sorhan will tip it across. Here's the set to the outside, and it's driven straight down and in the net of the follow-through on Norris. So Kylie Holen got 1 point on her serve, and a side out here for the Vikings. And that'll be Mackenzie Burnham, only 1 point on her serve so far. As Norris goes to work, Holen on the attack, off the tape, it goes across to Carlini. Now Sorhan on the attack, picked up by Kylie Holen, run down by Mosman, the center, and pushed across by Casey Holen. Northwest tries to work with it, driven across by Plocky. Norris with another dig, back row attack. Kylie Holen will drive it, Allen to drive it across. Now Sorhan just keeps on swinging, and that one finally finds the floor. Seventh kill for Aaron Sorhan. And Northwest takes the lead 2-1. Burnham serves it away. Picked up there by Berta to the middle. Down and good. Andrea Jamison, her fifth kill. 2-2. O'Neill St. Mary's has taken the second set from Friend over in the D1 semifinal. So they are up two games to none. D1 semifinal over at Grand Island Senior High. Serve across, attacked by Plocky, dug out by the Norris Titans into the net, and four hits is gonna be called. Point for Northwest, 3-2 Vikings. Sorhan to serve it away. Gretna and York scoreless after one quarter, Class B State football. Sorhan, they let it go, and it's out of bounds. 3-3. Back to serve it away for the Vikings. Will be the server, or the center, Marissa Mosman. Middle attack, Plocky takes it off the tape, and it is out of bounds, off the tape. And Plocky gets the kill. Side out Northwest. They say it was tipped by Norris. And the Vikings will serve it away. Dropped across, quick in the middle, knocked across by Holland. Burnham got a hand on it. Carlini to Brown out of the back row. She'll fire it across. Norris oversets and sets it into their own net. Point Northwest, 5-3. Carlini with the serve. Northwest fans trying to get their girls pumped up. A nice run would do that, though. Set to the outside. Here's Allen on the attack, dug out by Sorhan. Here's Brown. Brown off the tape, gets the kill. Mackenzie Brown with her sixth kill. 6-3, Grand Island Northwest, not only the number one team in B, the number one team in the all-class rankings, according to the Omaha World Herald. Carlini going for three in a row. And a strong serve back middle, handled to the outside. Allen, she's blocked. Plucky is blocked. And Plucky, who rarely shows emotion, gives us the fist bump right there. And Norris has called timeout. Grand Island Northwest leading in game three, 7-3, but Norris is up 2-0. We're back with more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Back here at the Heartland Events Center, Doug Duda with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad to have you here. As in our other match, O'Neill, St. Mary's beat Friend 25-14 in the second set. So they are up 2-0. And out of the Norris timeout, serve is across, tipped over there by Holland. Northwest is up to the challenge. Carlini to the outside, the attack is out of bounds. 7-4, side out. Casey Holland, Norris for the first time today, finding themselves in a little bit of a hole. Omaha West Side leads Millard West 7-0 in the Class A state football playoffs after one. Attack here, Mackenzie Brown, it's going to go to the floor. Mackenzie Brown with her seventh kill, 8-4 Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Plocky. Again, Northwest dropped the first two sets. Norris winning him fairly easily, 25-19 and 15. Middle attack, Norris drives it across, getting it to the floor, Mackenzie Allen. That'll be her sixth. And Norris, who has been balanced all year, is showing it here again tonight. And Katie Mackenzie Allen back to serve it away. Allen weighty just hit that serve. Point Northwest, 9-5. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Brown. Brown waiting, firing. Rolls up on Holland there, stays in the back row. They'll get it out to Kylie. Her attack, Brown digs. Plocky sets it out, Sorahan off the tip. Kylie Holland throws it back up towards the net. And the attack off of Carlini. Again, back row attack, Brown into the net. And four hits called on Northwest. Point Norris. Millard West and Omaha Marion will play in the Class A final. Minden and Kearney Catholic in C1. St. Cecilia and Freeman in C2. Giltner and Stewart in D2. All that's left to be determined is B and D1 going on right now. And here's Sorhan with the attack. Eighth kill for Aaron Sorhan. It's 10-6 Northwest. Sorhan actually led the team in kills this year, just a handful more than Mackenzie Brown. Kennedy Keyser on the serve. And it is going to be out of bounds. That'll be the second service error for Norris. And at the end of the first quarter of the six-man state championship game, Silver Lake and Hyannis tied at 14. Silver Lake Hyannis tied at 14, six-man championship. Topped across here by Sorhan. Norris gets it to the outside. There's Holland. Brown with the dig for the Vikings. Back set, Schleicher. Popped up in the back row here for Norris. Standing spike across by Casey Holen. Northwest goes to the outside. Sorhan off the block for the kill. Number 9 for Aaron Sorhan. 11-7 Vikings. And rotating back in to serve it away will be Burnham. McKenzie picked up a point last time she was at the service line, but hasn't been able to string much together. Across it goes to Bruder. Right side, it's tipped over by Jamison. She'll get the kill. Side out, Norris. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Klaus serves it across here for Norris. Northwest sets middle. Martin blocked up there by Holen. To the outside, Plocky. That's over the block. Kylie Holen with the dig. Back to the outside. Allen blocked again by Martin. Slide right side. Blocked again, but it is out of bounds. Casey Holen with her sixth kill. Martin was all along the net. Block, 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 but Northwest could not win the point. And Jordan Klaus to serve away again. Again, this has been a strong rotation with her at the service line. Burnham goes middle. Martin mishit it. Point Norris. Three quick ones here for the Titans. 11-10 Northwest. The lead down to one. And Norris is up 2-0. Been a long time since Northwest has been in trouble. Maybe just once this year. Outside attack by Sorhan is dug out by Bruder. And the middle kill for Casey Holen. Northwest just does not have an answer for her. Time out. Ran out of Northwest. We're all tied at 11 in the third set. And Norris is up 2-0. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Grand Island Senior High all tied up at the end of the first quarter. 7-7 with Omaha North over at Memorial Field. 7-7 Senior High and Northwest. Gretna has scored first to take a 7-0 lead over York in the Class B football playoffs. Here it is going to be Klaus to serve it away for Norris. After tying it up at 11 apiece, Klaus fires it across, picked up Northwest, get it to the outside, Plocky off the block. Another dig by Bruder. She's been a very good libero today. Swing by Allen, dug out by Brown. Outside Plocky, couple of one arms, but they can't keep it up, and Plocky will get the kill. Number 6 for Katie Plocky. Northwest leads it by a score of 12-11. Carlini now is going to come in and serve it away. This is Allie Carlini. Hyannis has scored to take a 22-14 lead in the six-man game over Silver Lake early in the second quarter. Here's Mosman set to the middle. Popped across there by Allen. Northwest sets outside. Brown over the double block. There's the floor. Number 8 for Mackenzie Brown. Northwest may be starting to warm up here. And a volleyball, did it get loose? Yes, it did. So they'll go run that down as Carlini waits to serve. Rest of the football playoffs in Class A. Westside leads Millard West 7-0 in the second quarter. Grand Island Omaha North 7-7 in the second quarter. And Omaha Scott leads McCook 17-0 in the third quarter. Holen with the tip. It's wide. Good eyesight over there by Northwest in front of their own bench. Started to make a play for it and then pulled back 14-11. Northwest needing to get it going here if they're going to keep their state championship dreams alive with a chance to repeat. Outside attack blocked up front there by Martin. Picked up Norris right side, and finding the line is going to be Casey Holen. 14-12 Northwest, side out here for Norris. And to serve it away, Marissa Mosman. First two sets went to Norris, 25-19 and 25-15. And to serve. Down the middle to Carlini. Set to Brown from off the net. She'll tip it across into the back row. Outside attack for Allen. Saved that time by Sorhan. Plocky with the near side attack. Passed all the way back over by Klaus. Brown sets again to Plocky. Katie again drives it over. Again, Norris finds a way to keep it alive, but then their attack is deep and out of bounds. Point Northwest. 15-12. Vikings on the side out for Carlini. Angie to go back and serve it away after Allie served before that. Angie the senior, Allie the sophomore. Outside attack again. Allen blocked, out of bounds. Point Norris. Seventh kill for Mackenzie Allen. Four players have kills for Norris, and all four of those are between 5 and 8 kills for the match. Casey Holland now serves it up for the Titans. And down the middle it goes. Picked up there by Sorhan. The attack by Plocky is blocked but sent back over by Brown. Would have been out of bounds, but Norris went ahead and played it. Now all they can do is pass it across. Free ball here. Burnham sets Brown. Another tip right there to pick it up is Mosman. Middle attack, Allen, and it's on the line. A lot of line shots right now for Norris. And McKenzie has tied the match high with her 8th kill. 15-14, and a chance to tie it up here again for Norris. But into the net goes the serve of Kelsey Holland. Point, Grand Island Northwest. As they lead it, 16-14, and Katie Plocky now to serve it away. Plocky across to Bruder. Here's the set, middle. The attack, Allen down and good. Mackenzie Allen, 4th kill of this set. And now she'll go back to serve it away. And Jamison back into the front row. Andre Moorhite, 6'2", senior middle. And the serve by Allen. Across to Sorhan, tight to the net. Plocky in the net, called on Norris. Norris went up to block and caught the net. Point Northwest, 17-15. And now Mackenzie Brown back to serve it away. Norris up 2-0. Serve Brown. Down the middle it goes to Holland. Driven across by Jamison. Northwest goes outside. Sorhan off the block, down and good. The 10th kill for Aaron Sorhan. 18-15, Grand Island Northwest. But they're down 2-0. And Brown serve. Floats it down the middle to Casey Holland. Set to the outside for Kylie, and she missed it wide. Tried to come near line and missed it wide, and we've got a timeout by Norris as they were trying to put this match away, but now find themselves down 19-15. Norris up 2-0, but Northwest the lead here in the third set on Classic Hits.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Don't forget, we've got college football for you tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550, as UCLA hosts Washington, kickoff at 8 o'clock. And they're just about ready to drop the puck. In fact, they just have in Dubuque, the Tri-City Storm on the road. You can hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You can also hear the Huskers there tomorrow, 9:30 pregame, 2:35 kickoff. And Hastings College Bronco football at Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Mackenzie Brown with the serve out of the Norris timeout. Big swing, Kylie Holland, and Brown digs it up to the outside. Sorhan, she'll drive it home. Number 11 for Aaron Sorhan. And that's 4 in a row for Grand Island Northwest. It's 20-15. Brown looking for more. Mackenzie floats this in the middle to Holland again. Overpass, free ball, and Schleicher drops it down. Aaron Schleicher with her 3rd kill. Biggest lead of the night for Grand Island Northwest, 21-15. Coach Rose would just like to keep Brown at that service line. That's about the only time Northwest is scoring points tonight. Runs up on Casey Holland to Kylie on the outside off the block of Schleicher. It's dug there by Sorhan. Set it back to Aaron. She'll drive another one down. So after a slow start, Aaron Sorhan is starting to find her rhythm. That's her 12th kill, six of them here in this set. Brown looking for six in a row from the service line. Picked up by Holland, overpassed again, and tipped down by Sorhan. Great serving by Mackenzie Brown. And it looks like we're going to be headed to a fourth set here in Class B. The serve for Brown. Mackenzie a little shorter this time to Casey Holland. Mosman sets it to Kylie on the outside. Driven across, and she'll get the kill. Kylie with her first kill here of the third set. Side out Titans. And Peyton Rule to serve it up. Norris trailing 23-16. And a serve. Cut over to Mackenzie Brown, stays in the back row. Plocky sets Sorhan. She still unloads on one. Down the line to Casey Holland. Stays in the back row. Casey sends it over. Carlini with the dig. Plocky with the set. Sorhan drives it through the double block. Oh, they're going to call that a clean out of the net on Norris. Looked like a lift. Northwest didn't like it, but we play on. It's on the Norris side. Short set. Taken across by Jameson. Picked up right side. Schleicher on the attack. Norris with the dig. Outside. Holland blocked, but out of bounds. Kill for Kylie Holland. And it's 23-17. Rule on the serve for Norris. Northwest fans making some noise behind us as they get it across to Mackenzie Brown. Outside, the attack is going to be blocked. Ace block for Andrea Jameson. Three in a row for Norris, 23-18. Rule to serve again. And that one right at Carlini. Here's the pass to the outside. Sorhan's attack off the net. Popped into the middle, picked up by the Islanders. Swung on by Kylie Holland. Handled by Carlini. Sorhan on the return gets the kill. And it is game point for Grand Island Northwest here in the third set. Kennedy Keyser to serve it away. It is 24-18 Vikings. And Keyser serve. Softly in the middle to Allen, set, dumped across there by Jameson. Northwest goes to Sorhan, her attacks into the net. They're going to say it was touched by Norris, and then returned over for a kill. And that'll be game number one, or game number three, but game number one for Grand Island Northwest. They win it by a score of 25-18, but Norris remains up 2-1. We'll come back with the numbers right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, Grand Island Northwest handled the serve receipt much better in the third set, which allowed them to win the game, at least be competitive in it, for Norris. In the third set, I had Kylie Holland with one service point and two kills. Jordan Klaus had three service points. Peyton Rule had two service points. Mackenzie Allen had four kills. Andrea Jameson an ace block and two kills. Casey Holland a service point and three kills. 11 kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Norris. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had eight kills in that game. Mackenzie Burnham a service point. Katie Plocky an ace block and two kills. Alex Carlini had two service points. Aaron Schleicher, who had the last kill, had two. Mackenzie Brown had 6 service points and 3 kills. Kennedy Keyser, a service point. Angie Carlini had 3 service points. Overall, Grand Island Northwest, 15 kills, 1 ace block, still looking for their first ace serve, but they win the third set 25-18. We go to a fourth set with Norris up 2-1 after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Norris will get a kill from Casey Holland to start the fourth set, and they are up 1-0 as the serve comes across. Northwest goes to Plocky. It's going to be dug up by Bruder. Jameson sets to the outside. Mosman sets to the outside. Northwest with the dig. Plocky on the attack. Overpassed all the way. Out of bounds. Plocky with her 7th kill. And for the 4th straight game, Norris was able to capture the opening point. Grand Island Northwest gets the 2nd point for the 3rd straight game. And back to serve it. They're going to go with Alex Carlini for the 2nd time here. Floated across there. And the set is to nobody in particular. There's some miscommunication there for the Titans. So the ball falls to the floor and a free point for Northwest. 25-19, 25-15 Norris, then 25-18 Grand Island Northwest in game number 3. Northwest on their side of the net. Go to Brown. Brown blocked. Ace block. Casey Holland. And that'll be Holland's first ace block of the match. She's got 9 kills. Mackenzie Allen has 9. 7 for Kylie Holland and 6 for Andrea Jameson. And Marissa Mosman now to serve it away here for the Titans. Handled by Martin. Set to the outside. Plocky, big swing. Making the dig, Kylie Holland. Now Allen off the net. It's down and good. And Mackenzie Allen with her 10th kill. 2-2 for Grand Island Northwest. Aaron Sorhan, 14 kills, 8 for Mackenzie Brown, 7 for Katie Plocky. And the serve by Mosman. That was her first service point. The attack goes into the net. And back over to Norris. 3 in a row after the attack error by the Vikings. Mosman and Norris moving from left to right here as you view it along your radio dial in game number 4. Serve over to Carlini. High set to Plocky. Plocky's attack into the net again. And it's 5-2 Vikings. A run of errors. And that's been big for both teams here tonight. Mosman with the serve. Goes with that high, soft one. Sorhan kept it alive, but it has to be passed across from the back line by Brown. Mosman with the set. They'll fake it to Holland, and it's tipped across by Allen. Northwest fires one across with Martin. And right back at him off the net. It's down and good again for Allen. So getting everything to work for him right now. The Norris Titans, it's 6-2. 5 straight points here for Norris. 4 off the serve of Mosman, who flies it across again to Carlini. Berman slide, right side, Martin on the angle attack. It's dug out. Mosman set to the outside for Allen. Carlini digs for the Vikings. Set outside is Brown, blocked, and another ace block for Casey Holland. 7-2 Norris. As the run continues here in this crucial game 4, with Northwest trailing by a score of 7-2 and 2-1. Mosman deep serve, but Carlini plays it just inside the back line. Go to the middle attack, taken across by Plocky. Set Norris on a quick. It'll be rolled over by Holland. Right back by Brown. She's blocked up there by Peyton Rule. Northwest back set right side. And Plocky, was it blocked or was it out of bounds? It was blocked out of bounds. Plocky will get credit for the kill. Her 8th. Finally, Northwest gets the ball back. 7-3. Grand Island has taken the lead from Omaha North, 14-7, second quarter of the Class A state semifinals. And to serve it is Carlini, and Angie fires it across for an ace. Ace serve for Angie Carlini. That's the first ace serve of the night for Grand Island Northwest. Norris has been very solid. And Carlini ready to serve it away again. That one a little softer. Bruder has to go long to pick it up. Back row rule takes it out of bounds. Three in a row for Northwest. And that makes your score 7-5, Norris. Norris has some room to wiggle around in here if they can just get the ball back. Carlini across again to Bruder. Short set middle, and they tap it into the net. Another error for Norris. No need to call a timeout if you're Norris. There's nothing you can do X and O-wise there. They're just little focus errors. This time the serve will be received by Kylie Holland to the outside. The attack is blocked. Kennedy Kieser. Kennedy Kieser with the ace block, and Northwest has scored five in a row to answer the Norris run, and we're tied 7-7. Carlini, one more. Floats it middle. Quick set middle, thrown down by Norris and Casey Holland. Will get her 10th kill. She palmed a lot of that volleyball that time, and Holland will go back to serve it away. Casey knuckles that one down the middle to Sorhan. It stays the back row. Kieser bump set for Brown. Brown on the attack. Drives it across. Good dig there by Allen to pick it up. It's set across front row here for Northwest. Two ball down and good by Plocky. Katie Plocky with the third kill of this game and the ninth of the match. 8-8. Northwest will serve it with Plocky. State football update in Class A. Grand Island 14. Omaha North 7. Millard West, Omaha Westside 7-7. Both in the second quarter. Serve is across, set to the outside. Kylie Holland, great dig by Carlini. Pass by Plocky, back row attack into the net for Aaron Sorhan. In Class B, fourth quarter, Omaha Scott 24, McCook nothing. Second quarter, Gretna 7, York nothing. Second quarter of the six-man game, Hyannis 22, Silver Lake 20. That's the championship. Omaha North has just scored to tie Grand Island at 14. Brown on the attack, overpass right back to her. Here's Plocky to Brown again. She's blocked up front by Jamison. The third time it's sent all the way into the back row to Casey Holland. Quick return here by Jamison. Northwest with the dig. They'll go to Schleicher, and he got a good rally going on here. Norris passes outside Kylie Holland off the net. Comes across to Plocky. Set by Schleicher. Brown waits for it to come down. Blocked by Jamison again. Shoved over once. Brown dumps it. Brown trying to get it out. Great job by Norris. They take it out of the net. They're out of system, though. Northwest to Brown. Block. Jamison. Point Norris. Wow. What a point. And Norris able to pick it up to take the 10-9 lead. Unbelievable. Mackenzie Allen on the serve, and it is going to be somehow flicked back across and out of bounds, 11-8. So a game of runs again here in the fourth. And Mackenzie Allen looking for three in a row here for the Norris Titans, just when Northwest seemed to get things settled down. To Sorhan, tight to the net. Plocky tries to get it to Schleicher. Her attack is out of bounds. Point Norris, 12-8. Timeout, Grand Island Northwest. Norris is up 2-1 and 12-8 here in the fourth. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
To action here. Brown goes on the angle attack, far corner, and sails it deep. Point for Norris. Mackenzie Allen again with the serve. 13-8. Over to Sorhan. Set to Schleicher. Everything's just being lofted across right now. And Holland with the attack missed it. Kylie is long and deep on that one. Side out Northwest, but the Vikings with their backs against the wall. Down 2-1 and 13-9 of the fourth. And Mackenzie Brown to serve. See if she can get another run going here. Down the middle it goes to Jamison. Set outside and lofted across by Kylie Holland. Two ball back across by Schleicher. Here is the middle attack. Jamison blocked by Kieser. To the outside, Holland, and she's in. Holland, Kylie, kill number 8. 14-9, Norris, and Brown not able to score on her serve there after picking up 11 points in the match. She and Angie Carlini have had the hot hand. And a serve across by Peyton Rule. Northwest goes to Sorhan off the block, down and good. First kill for Aaron here in the fourth set. It is her 15th of the match. And back to serve it away will be Kennedy Kieser. Kieser spins it and fires it across. Picked up there by Bruder. Tight to the net, Mosman to the outside. The attack finds the corner for the junior, Kylie Holland. And it's 15-10 Titans. And again, Northwest having trouble stringing points together. And Kylie Holland goes back to serve it away. Carlini, back row, Brown on the attack, and again, it is out of bounds. Trying to be too succinct here. Northwest has been missing some attempts. O'Neill St. Mary's has advanced on to the D1 state championship by sweeping Friend in the D1 semifinals here tonight. Serve is across by Kylie Holland. It's passed into the net. That's an ace. And the lead is out to 7. 17-10, the 65-match winning streak for Grand Island Northwest is in severe jeopardy. A serve, jump serve by Holland, a little deep that time and out of bounds. Point, Grand Island Northwest, 17-11. It looks like it could be coming to an end here for Northwest. Norris playing strong. They're just too good right now.
You're good at what you're doing.
Back to serve it away is going to be Merman. And Berman gets it across, quickly returned Norris to the outside. Sorhan, near side attack, good dig out of the back row, dumped over there by Mosman. Northwest gets it back to Sorhan, and she'll get the kill. Erin Sorhan with her 16th kill. Point on the serve for Mackenzie Burnham, just her third of the entire night. 17-12, Norris in the fourth, and they're up 2-1. Burnham across. Here's the short set. Norris hammered home Casey Holland. Man, Holland can take that quick and just destroy the volleyball. Nobody's going to do anything with that. And it's 18-12. Jordan Clausen to serve it away. She had the hot hand early. Over to Carlini. Tight to the net. Burnham sets it to the outside. Plocky on the swing. Dug out again by Bruder. From the 10-foot line, the attack by Allen. Brown with the dig. Here's the set. Off the back foot, it's lofted across again by Sorhan. Here's the outside attack. Carlini with a great dig on the swing by Allen. From the 10-foot line, it'll be taken over by Martin. Slide here for Holland, and she'll get the kill. They have not used Casey Holland in the slide very often, but they do right there. And timeout, Grand Island Northwest. It might be their final one of the winning streak. It's Norris 19, Northwest 12, the first meeting of these teams this year, and Norris has really played well. We'll take a timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. You're listening to the Class B State Semifinals on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Giltner, at the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Norris is trying to snap Northwest's 65-game winning streak, and they're 6 points away from getting the job done. It is 19-12, and they're up 2-1 in the fourth. Serve, ace, two Northwest Vikings split. They let it go. They thought it was out, but it's an ace serve to make it 20-12. Klaus with her third ace. When this is over, the Misco Sports postgame show, as this serve is deep and out of bounds. So the ace negated by that serve. We definitely have the C1 and the D2 finals here on Classic Hits tomorrow for you at 11 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. St. Cecilia will play on 1230 KHAS tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Serve across. Nice pancake up there, but not enough to keep the ball alive for Northwest. Give the kill to Casey Holen. And it's deep enough now where I think reality is setting in on Grand Island Northwest. They know where they're at. And back to serve it, Marissa Mosman for Norris. Mosman with a mini jump serve, picked up there by Sorhan. High bump set into the middle. The attack driven across by Mackenzie Brown. Set to the wide side. The attack by Allen. Dug out Carlini. Brown from the back row. Drives it over again. Dug up there. And a quick tip across by Casey Holland. Northwest has it. Slide right side. Plocky big swing. Dug out there by Mosman. They're going to have to pass it across. Free ball here for Northwest. Dumped over by Plocky. Couple of one hands. And it's smacked back over by Holland. Great take by Carlini. From the back row, Sorhan unloads off the arms of Kylie Holland for the kill, finally. Sorhan with her 17th kill. And the official surely can't say that there's interference here. That ball was headed out of bounds deep, but they are coming together to discuss this. And they're right in front of us. We'll see what they have to say. The down linesman official trying to sell it to his head referee here. And the head referee is going to call it a replay. And it's been that kind of a night tonight for Grand Island Northwest. Diane Rose will not even argue that one. They'll just replay it. And the serve by Mosman stays 21-13. Short set, Sorhan. Sets to the outside, Plocky, blocked, picked up by Carlini, dig by Brown, rolled across by Plocky. Good dig out, Norris, back set, backside. They go to the offhand there for Peyton Rule. Back to Northwest, Brown's attack. Another long rally going here, Northwest on the defense, dug out by Sorhan. High set for Brown, Brown tips it across on an angle, picked up there by Allen. Norris looking like a well-oiled machine right now. Burnham stepped across the center line. Trying to set the volleyball, the point goes to Norris. And the Titans are 3 points away from playing in a state final for the first time since 2002. Marissa Mosman on the serve. Gets it across, problems, passed into the net. Martin does get it out of there. Set to the outside and driven home by Allen. Mackenzie Allen, and we've got Allen down on the floor. And the play by Norris going to be tempered here by what looks like an injury to the Norris Titans, just 2 points away from one of the biggest wins in school history. So let's take a timeout, and we will be right back.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
After making that kill, Mackenzie Allen came down awkwardly and remains on the ground. Of course, they've got the great trainers here taking a look, but it's hard to tell what kind of an injury this is. Hopefully just a sprained ankle, but the way they're moving the leg around, it doesn't look like anything's broken, doesn't look like anything's out of place, but hopefully it's not a knee or something of that nature, and they are definitely putting ice a little bit higher up than the ankle on the knee of Mackenzie Allen, who has had an outstanding fourth set here for Norris. The story right now is Norris is 2 points away from snapping Grand Island Northwest's 65-match winning streak. And everything has been tempered here by the injury. But it's 23-13. It's going to happen. That's the storyline has written itself, unless Northwest just adds another chapter to school history with one of the most amazing comebacks. But Northwest, really, outside of winning that third set where they had to come from behind to do that, they were down in that set, came back, got a good run going. They were handled very easily in the first two games, 25-19 and 25-15. Let's take a look at what else has happened here at the state tournament today as they get ready to help Allen up and off the floor here. Millard West defeated Papillion La Vista in four sets. Omaha Marion beat Lincoln Southeast in three sets. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic defeated Ogallala in four sets, and Minden beat Columbus Scotus in four sets. St. Cecilia beat Palmyra in straight sets in C2. Freeman needed four sets to beat West Point Guardian Angels. In D1, O'Neill St. Mary's has swept Friend. Bruning Davenport Shickley and Howells Dodge will have the 8:30 match. And in D2, both semifinals went five sets. Giltner beating Sterling and Stewart 17-15 in the fifth to give Bertrand their first loss of the year. Reagan Tucholsky, a freshman, will come in to replace Mackenzie Allen. And at the service line is Marissa Mosman as we're ready to get back to action here. 23-13. As everybody gets the lineup set, we're ready to go. 2 points away from a state final for the Norris Titans. And it would also not only snap the winning streak of Northwest, they've been to six straight finals. And this would snap that run, but the serve after all that went into the net. Point for Grand Island Northwest, trailing 23-14 here in the fourth set. And back to Spivot Carlini. Angie has been one of the two strong servers here tonight. Across it goes to Bruder, set to the middle, set across. Carlini tracks it down. Here is the set to Brown from the outside. She'll drive it across, popped up there. The freshman, Tucholsky, takes it across. It's out of bounds. Nothing to worry about, though, for Norris, at least not yet. Carlini picking up the service point. That'll be her 10th of the night. And then into the net. And it is match point for Norris. And back to serve it away will be their big senior, Casey Holen. The middle blocker leading him in kills. Has had a great night. She's ready to serve it away at 24-15 Norris for a trip to the finals. But it's in the net. So you set it up, and into the net it goes. So now it's up to Katie Plocky, the outstanding senior. All these starters have been seniors. And that's the amazing thing, what they've done as underclassmen. Plocky serves. Match point number two for Norris. Here's the set to the outside. Holen Kylie is blocked. Ace block Schleicher. Erin Schleicher with her second ace block. And we play on 24-17. Just the second service point for Katie Plocky. Match point number three for Norris. Deep serve. Bruder has it. Mosman sets it up. Kylie Holen on the attack right at Brown. They'll set it up for Mackenzie. Her attack down the middle and good. Mackenzie Brown picks up her ninth kill, and a timeout's going to be called here by Norris. Head coach of the Norris Titans, Christina Bosinger, just wants to make sure that the injury doesn't detract from what the ball club is doing. So timeout on the floor. Norris will have match point number four here at 24-18. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. Football, let's check the scoreboard. In the second quarter, Omaha Westside 14, Millard West 10. And here in Grand Island, the Islanders and Omaha North are tied at the half, 14 apiece. Gretna leads York at the half, 7-6. Omaha Scud has beaten McCook 24-7. Half of the six-man, Hyannis leads Silver Lake 34-8. Here we go, match point number four for Norris. Plocky floats it across to the outside. The attack by Holland is blocked by Schleicher. Dug out. Holland tries it again off the net. The dig is made by Plocky. Bump set for Brown. She'll drive it across. Dug out there by Broder to the outside. Here comes a freshman to Colsty, and it's just off the back line. Close. 24-19. Another serve coming up for Plocky. Katie across, match point number five for Norris. Again, they go to Kylie Holland, and that one's deep. 24-20, Northwest trying to make it interesting here. And the serve again by Plocky. Again, Bruder low, barely picked up. They'll set it across, free ball here, Northwest. Schleicher has to set it. Here comes Brown again, over the block. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. It was tipped. It was out of bounds, but it was tipped. Mackenzie Brown with the kill. Match point number six. But Norris calls timeout. We'll take it with them and be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Match point number seven is coming up right now, 24-21. Katie Plocky, Northwest trailing. Norris, their seventh chance to head to the state final. Out of the second timeout, Plocky floats it across. Here's the set outside again. Holland, her attack down and good, and there it is. It took seven tries, but Norris is headed to the state final on Kylie Holland's 10th kill. And the 65-match winning streak for Grand Island Northwest comes to an end in the 2013 semifinals. And Northwest will be denied a chance to repeat as the state champion. And we'll also see their run of six consecutive state finals come to an end here. What a run by the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings. It hurts tonight. It'll hurt tomorrow. But what a resume the seniors have put together. They're now 37-1. Norris is 29-8 and will play the Elkhorn South Omaha Scut winner for the championship. And for Northwest, the seniors will get one more chance to play together tomorrow at 12 noon at Grand Island Senior High in the third place match against either South or Scut. We'll take a break and bring you the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, with all the excitement here, it kind of jolted the internet lines at Heartland Events Center. So we are back with you here as we're ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, they've been taking care of our athletes for years. Stop by Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Two slots left in the championship. Elkhorn South and Omaha Scud in B. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, and Howells Dodge in D1. And from what we understand, the fire alarm went off at Senior High because a popcorn machine got a little too hot. So there's a delay there before they get into that final match. But here the story is the outstanding performance of the Norris Lady Titans to win it in four sets and beat Grand Island Northwest 25-19, 25-15, 18-25, and 25-21 to end the current longest winning streak in the state of Nebraska. And it is time now to take a look at some of the numbers and wrap our say here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're glad to bring that along to you. Let's take a look at the numbers we had in that fourth and what turned out to be final set. I had Aaron Sorhan for two kills in that game. Mackenzie Burnham had a service point. Katie Plocky, five service points there at the end. She had three kills. Alex Carlini had a service point. Aaron Schleicher had an ace block. Mackenzie Brown had just two kills in that game, and Angie Carlini, five service points. One of those was an ace. Just eight kills, it looks like, in that fourth set for Grand Island Northwest. They did have two ace blocks in that set, and they were able to pick up their first and only ace serve of the match. For Norris, Marissa Mosman really went on a run from that service line. She hadn't done it all night and got seven in a row. That helped give them the lead. Kylie Holland had three service points, two service points. One of those was an ace. She had three kills. Jordan Kloss had a service point and an ace serve. Then you slide down to Mackenzie Allen. She had four service points and three kills. Andrea Jamison had an ace block, and Casey Holland, two ace blocks, and she stepped up with five kills in that fourth set. 11 kills, which was what Norris had in the last three sets every time, 11 kills, but chip in with three ace blocks that time for the Norris Titans. And as far as ace serves, we'll put down two more as Norris wins it 25-21. We'll be back with the overall final stats and wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island in the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the cumulative stats of our final match here on Classic Hits of the Day. And we will start with Grand Island Northwest. The statistics are going to be pretty close except for the ace serves. Northwest, I had Aaron Sorhan with one service point, but she led the match with 16 kills. Mackenzie Burnham, three service points. Katie Plocky, six service points, an ace block, and nine kills. Alex Carlini had three service points. Alyssa Martin, one kill. Aaron Schleicher had two ace blocks and four kills. Mackenzie Brown led the team in serving with 11 points. She had an ace block and 10 kills. Kennedy Keyser had one service point and an ace block, and Angie Carlini had 10 service points and the lone ace. 41 kills, 5 ace blocks, 1 ace serve, as Grand Island Northwest sees their 65-match winning streak snapped here. They're now 37-1 and will play the third-place game tomorrow at 12 noon. For the Norris Titans, Marissa Mosman had 7 service points. Kylie Holland had 8 service points, 2 of them aces. She had 2 ace blocks, 10 kills, including the game winner. Jordan Klaus led the team in serving tonight. She had a total of 12 points. 3 of those were aces. Peyton Rule had 4 service points. Mackenzie Allen, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 12 kills. Andrea Jamison had a team-high 3 ace blocks and 6 kills. And Casey Holland, 6 service points, 2 ace blocks, and a team-high 13 kills. The big four came through for the Norris Titans. 41 kills, 7 ace blocks, 6 ace serves, as Norris improves to 29-8. And remember, they were down 9-1 in the fifth set yesterday to Waverly. And now they're playing for a state championship after a 25-19, 25-15, 18-25, 25-21 victory over the Northwest Vikings. Norris will play in the state championship game tomorrow night at 6:30 here at the Heartland Events Center. You've been listening to Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, keeping you geared up for every sporting season. They travel the state to make sure every athlete at every school is well taken care of from their storefront location in Orr. Well, let's recap everything that happened today, and then we'll get you out of here for tonight. First off, we want to take a look at what's going on in the high school football playoffs. Everything is in the third quarter except in Omaha, where Scutt has advanced to the Class B state championship game with a 24-7 win over McCook. So a win there for Omaha Scutt. They down McCook. They head to the state final 24-7. Gretna, early in the third quarter, leads York 7-6.